This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. Hey, this is Bex in the Club, and I'm joined by author, poet, illustrator, Laura Dockrell. Hello.
Hi, Bex.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, you've got your very, very first, I think, poem book for kids coming out. Is that right?
Yeah, I do. I know. It's just come out. So, yeah, I'm really excited because poetry is my first true love, and it's kind of the only way I really know how to talk.
And I believe it's called My Mum's Growing Down.
It is, because my mum is she's like the naughtiest monster that I know. And I feel like all the kids' books that I was reading, mums always get a rap for being the kind of boring one that's telling everybody to be quiet and keep safe and have you eaten?
Yeah.
And dad always gets to be the one rolling around in the garden being a bear. You know? And I was like, this is not true. Like, what about mums? Like, they're just as kind of mischievous and as funny. My mum certainly is, and she's definitely the gross one in the household. So I thought I should do like a kind of more lively, upbeat portrayal of mums that kind of show how of naughty and funny they can be as well, and disgusting as well. Mum's disgusting. So
I need more information on how your mum is disgusting, please.
Oh my god. Okay, well, there's a few poems in the book about her hair. I mean, if my mum wants to have like a beehive high hair look, kind of a hairspray look, she puts like a old stale baguette in her hair.
What?
And wraps the hair over the top to give it like a beehive effect. She's burped in the middle of like my readings and stuff. She really is the kind of, and she loves nature, so she'll never mind going into them, you know, she'll traipse over a big cow poo filled park to go and stroke a horse or something. Great fun.
So do you use those examples in the book as well?
Yeah, I've visited over 300 schools in the last couple of years, and there is always a tiny bit more reluctance, especially with poetry for boy readers. And I wanted to make the main character's perspective to be from a boy, because boys do love stories just as much as girls, but I feel like there's just a tiny bit sometimes more reluctance to maybe carry a book around when there's football or games and other things to kind of compete with that. So it's not really from my point of view, it's from boys' point of view, to try and get boys to kind of realise that it's cool too. And
so it's all poems all the way through?
Poems all the way through. Some from, half of the book is from the boy's perspective to the mum, and the other half is mum's perspective to the boy.
Does your mum, like, have you put a little thing at the beginning of the book saying, this is for my mum, you know, hopefully she's read it, I assume she's read it?
She's written a blurb in the back, actually, about it all, which is really nice. We are a complete little team anyway, so... And that is what it's like actually going out of her. I mean, I remember one time we were walking down the street and a van rushed by my mum really quickly, and its tyres sort of dragged my mum's skirt off in the street. And so mum was just standing there, you know, knickers out in front of the world. She just doesn't care. She just laughs, and it's just like everywhere you go, she'll just see it like a child. She doesn't have that kind of embarrassment running through her body.
So that book is out. Is that out right now?
It's out right now, and the illustrations are by one of my favourite illustrators in the world. I'm so lucky to be able to work with, called David Tazzyman. He did the Mr. Gum books, which were really, really successful, and he kind of got mum really, really accurately. He did like big scribbly hair and, you know, big amazing clothes and funny shoes and stuff. So I'm really lucky.
A bit more real.
Definitely grasped that. More real, exactly. So like a diary, I guess.
Well, this is where we should say that you're the judge of a brand new competition.
I know, I am. I'm so excited.
It's the RSPB Wildverse competition, and this is where we need kids to write poems about wildlife and the outdoors.
Absolutely. I really can't stress how free the competition is for any kind of style of writing. It doesn't have to be neat, tight verse where every single word is, you know, bouncing to the next one. I feel like the theme of the prize is wild. So you can literally be as wild as you want, which is such an amazing brief. So the competition's open now, and it runs until the 20th of October. So there's plenty of time to still get writing.
Now, what are you looking for in a poem? What's your idea? I mean, it doesn't have to rhyme, like you said.
It doesn't have to rhyme. I'll be looking for, definitely, is the writers that are kind of thinking outside the box, being really brave and adventurous. And I want to really tell through their writing that they've gone outside and done something a bit kind of naughty or messy.
Now, there's also three categories as well. So if people are like, oh no, but older kids will be better than I am, it's okay, don't worry, that's fine, don't worry.
No, yeah, there's three categories. So there's under 8, 8 to 12, and then there's 13 and over. But I will just warn you, my preference of judging poetry.
Oh, really?
4-year-olds are where it's at. And especially when I see a theme like this, where it's like, you know, kind of wild, free verse, I just think, well, better watch out.
I've written my own little poem, and I thought you could maybe...
Oh, please, can we hear it?
Maybe critique it for me. Maybe give me some advice if I was to, like, clean it up a little bit to end the competition. I think I probably need a 13 and over category. I like plants, insects and ants. The leaves on the trees fall down in threes. Ants, ants, ants. Plants, plants, plants. What do you think?
What I love about it is it's got kind of a punky element to it. I like kind of like the anarchy of the repetition, like ants, ants, ants. Plants, plants, plants.
So we should just tell everyone right now, they need to enter the competition, obviously. I think you can find out more at funkidslive.com/wildverse.
That's right, yep.
And where can we find out more about you, Laura?
To laura.crawl.co.uk. We've got a new website, and there's loads of videos of poems on the website where young people, anybody, can hear me read some of the poems. And that's probably the best place. Where young people can go with their families or whatever and visit the site. And also you can pick up the books in all the bookshops.
Brilliant. We should say before you go, is it possible for you to do a reading for us? I think you
would
maybe do a poem.
I would love to. I was going to do one about birds, really, because that's a little bit wild.
Yeah, seems appropriate.
This is from the book. It's called My Mum is a Bird. My mum is a magpie with a sharp eye for treasure, a twinkle in the ground's wrinkle, or claws and black feathers, and precious stone glinting and bright jewels that glitter under the moonbeams of silver night shimmer. Sometimes she's a parrot, a noisy chatterbox, tongue quick as an arrow in a rainbow splash box, although maybe she's an owl that's wise and sincere, with a head full of stories to whisper in ears, but then she's a goose, gaggling around, squabbling with her squad, taking coins from the ground, or she's a humble hen that keeps me in check, that nurtures with motherness, now and then lays an egg. Oh my, she's a swan, elegant and proud, but sometimes she goes ostrich, stuffs her head in the ground. Some mornings she's a rooster, bellowing down the house, or as common as a pigeon strutting to town. Mum's a yellow canary when she's up baking bread, retelling her secrets, cackling off her head. She's a parakeet in the sun, can be a winter crow. She thrills just like a budgie, kind robin in the snow. All mums fly like sparrows, but mine's as rare as a dodo. And when she migrates, I'll follow wherever the old bird goes.
Oh my God, I want to do a round of applause. That was amazing. Thank you. That was so good.
Thank you.
Oh, I love that. Thanks. That was so, so good. Well, that hopefully will inspire lots and lots of listeners to get involved in the competition.
Yes, please. I hope so. I can't wait to read the entries. So I'll be in my pyjamas eating some biscuits and reading all these poems.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for talking to us, Laura.
Oh, thank you.
That's brilliant.
You have a lovely day. Thank you, Bec.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.